We're in the first week, second week of Elul already. I want to try and use the time properly because it's 3 weeks for Rosh Hashanah. Oh, that's what I wanted. That's what I want to try and destroy. That we have to get rid of. What? No. He knows what I'm talking about. When we say it's 3 weeks to Rosh Hashanah and someone goes, exactly what I want to discuss today. When Elul kicks in, everyone's different. Everybody starts thinking about all the things they've done wrong the whole year and how they're going to fix them up. They start thinking about Kabbalah and strategies and then they thought that, well, I've done this before, not just once or twice, but many times. It wasn't really that much fear start kicking in. And one starts getting, if I'm wrong, if this doesn't happen, then you tell me, it could be something else. But my experience and my having spoken to lots of people, this is more or less, everyone's different, what we kind of tend to go through. We all pass before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, in the day Morom. And as we come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they put your disc on Kina machine and your whole video from the year comes up on the screen for everybody to see. And there we have these scales. Use your imagination a little bit. We have these scales and we see them piling up all the avodas on the scale or whatever, and then we lose cheshek. And then when we think about Rosh Hashanah, we pull faces like you just pulled. There's something very wrong with that scenario. Very wrong. That's the world of the Yetzer Hara. Let's try and see what it's supposed to look like. What I'm suggesting is not the only way and the way, and each one has to use his own cheshbonus of how you go about doing this, but one way to enter into Elul and to start focusing on how do we matzliach on Rosh Hashanah, because there's two things around Rosh Hashanah we'll speak about that. There's Malucha, there's being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of Kings, and then there's Yom Adin, Yom Adin. We all know that we're lacking schiot. We all know that we're very far away from what we're supposed to be, and we want to try and get more schiot. So what's the best way to do that? Yeah, sort of get you to focus on all your failures, and then kind of get you to pretend that you're going to rev yourself up doing Elul, and you're going to get very frugal and all these sorts of things, or whatever. You'll stay exactly the same. The person that woke up when he heard the shofar being blown over the same guy that's going to sleep on what you're doing, but nothing's changed. And he was a bit frum and extra frum for the body that. If we really want to make some changes and we really want to walk into Rosh Hashanah, the Simcha, healthy, the Tuachim Anu, and Yom Adin, then we need to start focusing on a different video. Try and imagine when they're playing the video, when you come in for HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an individual and they stick in your disc, try and imagine all the mitzvahs you did. Watch them loading all the schiot, all the mitzvahs, all the chesed, all the kaddishes, all the brochas, all the shmas, all the shmoneh esrei, all the kibbud av ha'eim, all the tzedakahs. Try and imagine them putting that on your scales. Sounds reformed. You're so twisted and so Christian. Excuse my language. That when you suggest that, people look at you like, huh?
Can you put the suffering on there as well?
Excellent question. Excellent question to get this. Not yet. Too early. Too early. No, because it's not going to you need to do more. The advantage of being medamia, what you've done, and it's true that you've done it. We're sitting alone now getting miserable. When we spoke about all the virus you've done, and that they're loading up all the virus and all the black stuff, everybody was sitting here calm and chill, smiling almost. Suddenly I start talking about the schiot that you have, the mitzvahs you've done, everybody starts getting miserable. Just think about how much you've done this year.
Each one in his own tchum. Each one in his own tchum.
What happens as you start thinking about all the shmonesha he's done and what things, yeah, but I'm concentrating. I mean, that's the yetzor. You have to find a way, I don't know. You have to find a way to get rid of that yetzor because it's kulu yetzor. Kulu 100% mayachuz yetzor. Hashem pays you for what you did. What you didn't do and the negative, we'll deal with that. It's more the avoider between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur in you. Already the avoider for Rosh Hashanah. Well, there is place for that. You want to have cheshit to do more. You want to have simchin. You want to have energy to be able to do what you need to do in Elul. You have to stop focusing on what you've done. Just imagine. You have to use your dimyan, a little bit of dimyan. It's a beginning of an avoider. I'm not even suggesting the whole avoider. But then I'll really get started. Just even suggesting this is creating enough skepticism in the audience. The man will come back here anymore. I'm not talking about the guns avoider. At least the beginnings of avoiders to start remembering what you've done. And that'll give you cheshek to do more. Each person in his own tchum, each person in his own world. This guy does Martin Besaisa. He's giving stock and nobody even knows about whatever. But he's doing it and he gives and whatever. Think about what that looks like on those scales. When you come in from the vocal, think what that looks like. There's a nice guy, he's learning Gemara with a guy who doesn't learn whatever, an hour a week he gives to. Think what's happening. Think the value, the work. Besides the fact that you come in here and learn every day, think of that value. Think of that work. Each word of Torah you learn is at least two mitzvahs and could be many, many, many more. If you do the whole cheshbon there of the draw, you do the whole cheshbon there, it could be 613 times 613 each word of Torah that you learn. That's a lot of mitzvah. A lot of mitzvah. And it's all being loaded up onto the scale as you come into a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Focus on that, it'll give you cheshit to learn more. Yeah, we learn because we have to learn, and I did my learning, whatever. Yeah, but there was people to carry on, there was negative, yeah, there was wrong there, but there's no cheshit to do anything anymore. Start trying to medamin, just a little bit of dimyan on that side of the scales where all your good stuff's being piled up. You get enormous energy and patience to do more. We'll discuss the suffering another time in the Lord of Telekinesis, because there's enough of a Yetzer Hara dragging you to the other side of the scale and saying, yeah, but Baruch's not, yeah, so I'll do Baruch's, I'll take Baruch's role. Yeah, but. Yeah, but what about all? Yeah, but that you have to find some way to keep that Yetzer Hara out of it. Because Kulu Yetzer Hara. You have to feel the lack. And want to do more. How do you go about doing more? Well, focus on what you've done already and getting cheshek and energy to do more. Questions, comments, reactions? I'm so glad you asked about the suffering. Gertwin saw chelek aleph of Pirkei Machshava, the enormous value of suffering. We spoke a little bit about it here, but not as much there. And how that goes onto the same side of the scales as the mitzvah. But we tend to look at suffering in a negative way, and therefore, that has been unraveled as well. It's a shame. We're nearly finished here. We've got two or three more pages left. Now we'll go back to Chelek Aleph and deal with the Sugya there.
So our focus when coming to Rosh Hashanah is that.
No, let's come to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah's a
long time. Oh, sorry.
I'm nowhere in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah's 3 weeks' time. I'm talking about now. Now I'm focusing on, I need more Schiot. Let's come to Rosh Hashanah with Schiot.
Well,
it's very hard for me to dredge up the energy to do more and to try and find schiot if all I'm focusing on is the negative. I want to focus on the good things I'm doing, and it'll give me cheshit to do more. That's the formula. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm already a step ahead. Once you do that, then you're like, I'm cool, exactly.
If you're a fool enough to think that, that's fine.
Well, if the cheshbon is 613 times 16 each word I learned, so then simple cheshbon, then you know, if you're learning a few hours a day, then.
And every word of Lashon Hara you spoke is worth what? You want to use lomdas here, you're not going to get it. I told you to use gimya.
No, I was.
If you think you're kuluzak, I give all that. Fantastic. No, I'm saying if you're foolish enough to think that. Then okay, just trying to get a bit of energy, just trying to get a bit of positiveness into our lives, because our approach to the Yomim No'irim is negative. We've been so conditioned and brainwashed and influenced from wherever it came, of these negative, heavy, dark, dingy, difficult days. We have to get rid of that, because it's not true. If that was true, I'm a man of truth. Then go for it. Well, the shekel gomel, the loze, the loze. Why is that way that we have the wrong perceptions and whatever? It's another subject that we can go into as well one day that we discussed with someone. No. There's more to it. Because those before were correct in approaching the and all like that. And we're not correct. Because we have to understand what's changed and why our void is very different to our ancestors' void in this area. It's not that different, but we're in a different place. We spoke about it last week as well. Is how do I have busha and charata and still be a bal simcha and be fully, you know, activated and normal and healthy when I walk around being embarrassed and shamed because of my deed? But that's not our avoider. That's someone else's avoider. That's not my avoider. I can't be embarrassed and shamed in front of Hashem and get out of bed. I first have to be fully actualized, fully normal, fully functional. And after the bush and the charata, my simcha levels have gone up, not down. When you can do that, then obviously understand it's not for you. 300 kilo bench press isn't for you. Yeah, but he's doing my grandfather. Yeah, okay, fine. You're not your grandfather. And 300 kilos bench press is not for you. You do 50 kilos bench press. So don't do bench press. Do something else. I don't know.
Today, what the listening ration now, whatever we do is considered much more valuable because it's not
Could be. It's hard to know because each individual person has his own measuring stick, his own barometer, opposed to steps. He's different, he has difficulty. There's no question the generation as a whole is definitely what we do is more valuable because it's so dark.
And why is it social media,
whatever the tools are, whatever the nisayin is, opposed to who's giving us nisayin. And it's much harder to keep yourself away from those nisayinus. But the Rabbeinu Yoina, if you're looking to show your children, you don't mind. I've got that art scroll one, it's also good.
Meeting with the boss, and we were looking to stay employed for another year. I'm not going to go in there.
I'm not talking about how you got into Rosh Hashanah. I'm talking about now in Elul, how to start finding ways and judging up your energy. This is a strange setup. Answered your question. In Shah Shlishi, yeah, the Brainy Yoina, talking about the different dargas. Different things. Rabbonans, the Rises, Choruses. He starts off there with the Rabbonans. The words of the Chazal of the Rabbonim, that the Rabbonims are a chaviv, are more precious than the wine of Torah itself. We have to explain this. How is it that the Rabbonim are more chaviv than the wine of Torah itself? The Rabbonims are more. You have to understand this. What's the sort of all the mitzvahs? Yiras Hashem. What does Hashem ask from you when it's all said and done? What's the bottom line? What's the beginning and end of it all? Yiras Hashem Elokecha. B'zeh yetzah Hashem is b'riyoy. B'moshe ne'emah. Yetzah Hashem is yireyo. It says,
Hashem is Yireya.
So what's it going to do with more chashuv, more chavi than the wine of Torah? But the konos chachomim v'gidreihim yosoy the derech hayira. The gedorim is so important. I don't want to go into this now, but you are. The gedorim, the fences, the caucus, the chazway to yira. Why do you make a fence? Because maybe you'll come to an isatayra. So you make yourself a fence. You provide yourself a hachoka. You distance yourself from it. That's because you're fearful of trembling on the Torah. So you make a fence. Kabal Sada, Sheyasa Geda, the Sadeum, Sheyaka Bainov. His field is very precious. It makes a fence around it that won't get damaged. So the Torah is very precious to me. Shabbos is very precious to me. Lashon Hara is very precious to me. So I make a fence around it. Ki yira pen yikonsu bo v'nana v'yem shlech. So he's scared. He's oxen or whatever. Es mishmarsi. Es the mishmarti. Make a fence. The distances, the fences we put around ourselves from the Isurim we could come to, that's Mi'ikre HaMoira. That's the Ikra of Moira, or Yira, whatever you want to translate that word is. And someone who's careful and he increases this caution, So what's got to do with what you're talking about? Previous generations needed much less fences in order to protect themselves from the street than we do today. How many shoinas did your great grandfather have living in the shtetl or the village, whether it was in Morocco or in Kovno or wherever it was? What were the hawkers they had to be marking themselves from? What were the problems? The local pub where all the goyim sat and drank? How many shoinas is that for the average Jew? Maybe you probably lose your life anyway. What were the achokas? You need it. They had the achokas, the divrei seifrim. Yeah, Muktzah is one of those. Muktzah is a moedik agedda. He's scared of being mechal Shabbos, so Chazal gave us a getta called Muktzah. Then you deal with the gedorim in the Torah, but today we have to make personal gedorim. Today we have to make our own gedorim. You let a computer into your house, or you don't let a computer into your house. Social media, I'm just thinking, whatever, this is not, I'm giving dugmot, I'm not giving, I'm not saying klalimi, I'm giving examples. You let a computer into your house, don't. The gedorim we put on our computers are not that strong, they're not that great. Well, yeah, but you can't live with that, okay? No, we're getting to the question. Where you go, where you walk, Shmira Sanayim today, it's a way to kill this way. When I grew up in South Africa, Shmira Sanayim wasn't in the Sanayim from the Goyim, because even the Goyim you had a dread. But today, there's not a lot of places you can go to in Beit Shemesh without having any sign of Shmira Sanayim. So what fences do you put up for yourself? That you have to work out for yourself. That's not like Mukta, you know, where it's spelt out for you and you can open up a book and it tells you all the law of the Mukta. Yeah, the Gedorim of Shmira Sanayim, the Gedorim of whatever it is, whatever you have in your problems, each person knows himself. The law, you know, Hilcha Shmira Sanayim, and it tells you exactly what you're going to do, and it's all clear. No, you have to, and there's Nishenas. Because if I don't go to Yesh, when am I going to do shopping? How am I going to get food? Oh, so I have to order online. But then I need a computer. It's better not to have a computer. So is it better to go into Yesh? Is it better to phone? Is it better to pay some? That you sort of Yerushalayim today is rare because of this problem. If the foundation of Yerushalayim is hachokas, is gedorim that we create for ourselves, then today you need more and more and more. More and more and more. person has to go overseas. Overseas, I know myself. The airport's in Isoyan, the airplane's in Isoyan. It's not in Isoyan to go to the airport yet. The airport, that is not such a big Isoyan. I was in Rwanda airport, based in Isoyan. No. But the airport, yeah? The airport, yeah, is a terrible Isoyan. Not so posh. Shmira Sanaim in the airport is very bad, yeah. And on an airplane, it's even worse. Yeah. What can you do? You shouldn't go visit your mother. I'm saying, they're not posh. It's not clear, black and white, it's a mutter. If it's awesome, it's awesome, you just don't go. But what am I supposed to do? That's where the problem is. There's so many challenges, and it's in our homes, and it's everywhere. You can't, it's very, very hard. When you stay at home with blindfold on, your ears plugged. But Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to get out there and live a life as well. That's the challenge. That's what makes it so difficult. The lopa should be chlau. That's what I'm saying. If all you're going to focus on is the negative, and all you're going to focus on is the damage and the negative stuff you're doing, you're just going to get wiped. That's why stop focusing on all the good you're doing with all the challenges. Of course, the from Adraschara, according to the challenges, the reward. Today, the challenges are terribly difficult. Terribly difficult. Okay? We don't have any sign for what is Zohar, let's say. The generations, they don't have any sign for what is Zohar that we can't begin to understand. And a guy there who turned his head away from a Zohar for 1 minute, much bigger. So what's the mile of everything I'm talking about? What's the advantage of everything I'm talking about? Is that Kedusha can get generated today much easier than you could before. Pre-war, if you wanted to create Kedusha, you had to sit like every Kiva Egeset and learn 18 hours a day and daven and work and be even Hashem and generate enormous amount of Kedusha from yourself. Today, you know you create Kedusha? Not from the Oisek Toy, from the Sumera. You say no once. How much Kedusha you created? The Kedusha we're supposed to be creating today is not as much. I'm not saying it's not anything, but it is the Oisek Toy. But our Ikan is so, and our Ikan void is the Sumera. And there's no shortage of that to be Merachet from. Well, there are things that it's maybe just say no. There's some places I don't go to. Some of them are luxuries, the needs. The person has to go shopping, they're shopping. Good mom, give me an example. But there's some things that are not so hechrech that I have to do them. So there, I say no. And you say no the whole day. The whole day you say no. There's so much out there that's been pumped into our homes and into our heads and the media and the newspapers. And you say no. I'll give you a few quick examples. People tend to talk a lot. There's always meetings going on, whether it's at your Shabbos table, whether it's in the coffee room, whether it's at work. People tend to talk. When people gather to talk, usually, eventually, there's going to be, first of all, the wasting time. They could come to Lashon Hara. They could come to Rechilas. There are a lot of things that you can do. Half the things we clap our chait on Yom Kippur are to do with your mouth. Have a look at the list. So you can say to yourself, you know what? When people get together to talk, ani lo medaber. I don't talk. Ani lo medaber. That's a chokah that will bring you unbelievable reward. You sit around the Shabbos table, the kids come, the married kids come, whatever, and they're talking and this and that. And it's not from politics, it's not from shtus, it's from blah, 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 blah. I can't tell them to go home. That's what they're talking about, isn't it? But I need lo medaber, I don't talk. I have an opinion, for sure, I have plenty to say on the subject. That's mahachok. Good point. You save yourself so much trouble. Anything, I'll give you an example. That worked for me. People get around, they sit and they talk nonsense. For hours, they can talk all nonsense. There's elections coming soon. Oh, everybody suddenly becomes the world's political expert. You can quote every animal writing in the newspapers. Every guy's head is so full of absolute garbage. He has an opinion and he makes it to the papers, and everybody can tell you why he thinks and who he thinks. Was it Kashua lie? What is it going to do with me? It's hard to be involved in there. There's a sakranut, there's a curiosity, an inquisitiveness to find out what's going on, where are you going, or whatever. It
take that and use it for something else. Be inquisitive about what Rashi says on the Parsha. Use his creativity, but it's got to be positive. You've got to look at it as a positive. Look at all the hachokas you've had the whole year. Look at all the times you said no this year. Think about that. When they show the video of all the Lashon Hara that got spoken, you just don't make it onto the screen. You know why? Because you had a getter, you had a fence. You just never got there. But you refused to go there. Everyone's shouting and screaming and don't go there. So when they show the video of the Lashon Horrors, you didn't make the post. You're not in that video. Because you had a fence. But remember, to keep it positive. Don't focus on all the negative. Okay. To be continued.